I remember Declan Kidney shouting in messages saying, Wally used to go number 8, I'm bus 7 and Dunica 6. I just kind of stayed at number 8 and ignored him.
The Red 78 with Alan Quinlan and Niamh Briggs. Subscribe to the Rugby Channel on the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications now.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan and you're listening to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Thursday the 10th of February. Johnny Sexton will miss Ireland's Six Nations clash with France in Paris this Saturday. The Ireland captain sustained a hamstring strain in training yesterday and is expected to be out for up to 10 days. It means Munster's Joey Carberry will wear the number 10 jersey. That's the only change to the team that beat Wales last week. Connacht's Jack Carthy, who hasn't played for Ireland since the World Cup, is the backup out half on the bench. Robbie Henshaw and Ian Henderson are both named among the replacements. And Leinster's James Ryan will captain the side in Sexton's absence. Andy Farrell says it's up to the rest of the squad to show they can step up without Sexton.
Obviously, Johnny's an important member of our group. Obviously, being skipper of the side, he's integral to how we push forward with many parts of our environment. But at the same time, this is just about the group.
Meanwhile, France have made two changes from their win over Italy last weekend. Francois Cross, who came on as a second-half replacement in that game, comes into the back row at the expense of Dylan Cretan. Yoram Mofana replaces Jonathan Donty at inside centre. Former Ireland out-half Ronan O'Gara, who's based in France as head coach of La Rochelle, was on OTB AM today. He says the French are much different under Fabien Galthié than they were when he arrived in France first to coach 9 years ago.
You know, I mean, they weren't enthralled to go out to national camp to say it as best they can. It left a mark on me because, as a player, I was, you know, I mean, just out of the game going into coaching, and it just struck me as this is not what international rugby is about. That where you can't see guys bursting to get to national camp because it is the epitome of everything you want to achieve as a rugby player. Yeah, club game is fantastic, but the test level is something else altogether. And you see that on Saturday with the anthems and with the, I suppose, just with the intensity of the opening 10 minutes when two teams go at it. But it is a very different, I suppose, mindset now in the fact that Galtier has created a very happy camp in France with a lot of expert coaches. It's poles apart from 2014, 15, 16, that's for certain.
Simon Zeebo is set to make his 150th appearance for Munster in their United Rugby Championship game away to Glasgow tomorrow night. Gavin Coombs returns from international duty and will start at number 8, while Ben Healy is named at 10. Dave Kearney will make his first appearance of the season for Leinster when they play Edinburgh at the RDS tomorrow. Kearney will make his 170th appearance for the province. Rhys Ruddock will captain the side that also includes Kieran Frawley and Ross Byrne. Roy Keane's no longer in the running to become the next Sunderland manager. Reports in the UK say the former Republic of Ireland and Manchester United midfielders turned down the vacant role at the League One club. Keane previously managed Sunderland between 2006 and 2008. He hasn't managed since he left Ipswich in 2011, but has since worked as an assistant with Ireland, Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest. Mo Salah set to feature for Liverpool against Leicester in the Premier League tonight. The Egyptians missed their last six games due to the Africa Cup of Nations. Sadio Mane, who won the tournament with Senegal, won't feature, while Jordan Henderson's a doubt with a back issue. Liverpool are 12 points behind leaders Manchester City, but they do have two games in hand. Meanwhile, Leicester are coming off the back of a 4-1 defeat to Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup. That game at Anfield kicks off at 7:45. At the same time, Arsenal are away to Wolves. Ireland's Jack Gower finished 12th overall in the men's alpine combined event at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Gower was 12th in the slalom and 14th in the downhill. His overall time of 2 minutes 37.74 seconds saw him finish 12th overall, and it's Ireland's best ever alpine skiing result at the Winter Games. And Novak Djokovic is on the entry list for next month's Indian Wells tournament in California, but organisers say proof of full vaccination against COVID will be needed for entry to the competition venue. The world number one missed last month's Australian Open after he was deported over his vaccine status. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, John Giles, Tommy Bowe and Fiona Hayes on the Six Nations, and Ballyhale's Colin Fennelly on the All-Ireland Club Hurling Final this weekend. You can tune in to News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap, available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.